The Book of Hosea, Chapter 9. Don't rejoice, O Israel, for joy like the peoples, for you have prostituted away from your God. You have loved wages on every grain floor. The threshing floor and the wine press will not feed them, and the new wine will fail her. They will not dwell in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim will return to Egypt, and they will eat unclean food in Assyria. They will not pour out wine offerings to Yahweh, neither will they be pleasing to him. Their sacrifices will be to them as the bread of mourners. All who eat of it will be polluted, for their bread will be for their soul. It will not come into the house of Yahweh. What will you do in the day of solemn assembly and in the day of the feast of Yahweh? For, look, they have gone away from destruction. Yet Egypt will gather them up, Memphis will bury them. Their pleasant things of silver, nettles will possess them. Thorns will be in their tents. The days of visitation have come. The days of recompense have come. Israel will know it. The prophet is a fool. The man who has the spirit is insane, for the abundance of your iniquity, and because the enmity is great. Ephraim was a watchman with my God. As for the prophet, a fowler's snare is in all his ways and enmity in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Jibba. He will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at its first season. But they came to Baal Peor, and consecrated themselves to the shameful thing, and became detestable things like that which they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory will fly away like a bird. There will be no birth and no pregnancy and no conception. Though they bring up their sons, yet I will bereave them so that man will not be left. Yes, woe also to them when I depart from them. I saw Ephraim as a grove of palm trees planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim will bring out his sons to the slayer. Give them, O Yahweh, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. Because of the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is struck, their root is dried up, they will bear no fruit. Yes, though they bring forth, yet I will slay the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away because they did not listen to him, and they will be wanderers among the nations.